May is Cystic Fibrosis Month. Local family share story. Jamestown Public Schools pushing for kindergarten registrations. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Cystic fibrosis is one of the most common fatal genetic diseases in the U.S. today. The average life expectancy of someone with cystic fibrosis has greatly increased in the past few years, with the median age of survival around 47 years. Pam Thompson is the development director for the Cystic Fibrosis Association in Bismarck.
Fibrosis is a genetic disease, meaning you're born with it and both parents have to be a carrier. About 1 in 35 Americans is a carrier of the faulty CF gene, and you don't even really know that you're a carrier until you end up having a child born with cystic fibrosis.
Erin Paulson is one of many who have the dormant gene that causes cystic fibrosis. A mother of four, her 5-year-old son Cooper was born with cystic fibrosis.
Cooper was suspected to have cystic fibrosis after his newborn screen came back, finding a gene that was abnormal. My husband and I had no idea that we were carriers of the gene. So after that, we did see the failure to thrive as well. Cooper lost about a pound, and when you're a baby, losing a pound is very, very scary. So it didn't take long for him to get on digestive enzymes, which helps him digest his food and all the nourishments that his body needs.
Read more at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Public School District is pushing for kindergarten registrations as they continue to plan for the upcoming school year. Registration is open for children who will be 5 years old by August 1st, 2022. Parents are being asked to go to jamestown.k12.nd.us and select registration. You can get more information online at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota's 2022 deer season is set, with 64,200 licenses available to hunters, down 8,000 from last year. North Dakota's 2022 deer gun season opens November 4th at noon and continues through November 20th. That's your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.